agenda?
Point of order. The agenda has to be set for a special meeting in advance, so, I don't know that we're...
Save us time.
Right, but the order...
There was one
time.
Amendment to the agenda that I sent out earlier, and that was to change the word recommendations to policies in terms of our discussion and vote on the resolution concerning the elections.
Madam Chair, this is Sarv, point of information.
Yes, Sarv.
The item, that's the Haiti resolution. I think, what's that item? Number six.
Yes.
I think that should be put toward the end of the agenda, because if we want to rescind a previously adopted resolution, then it takes precedence over nothing. So it has to go towards the end of the, of the agenda.
Yeah, I think also all the other things were things we said we had to do at this meeting.
I second that motion.
That was Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any discussion or any disagreement? Can we just move it to item 9 and move everything up?
That'd be fine.
Is that okay with everybody?
Yes.
All right. Good. Let's go on then.
There's one other issue. Mark,
yes,
Dave.
David.
The approval of minutes of the recent meetings.
Yeah.
Roger did a Herculean task. I haven't held up my end. I can't get through all of that fast enough. Couldn't get through all of it fast enough to have read it. Wondering if we might hold off on that.
Yes, I agree that it should be held off until our September PNB meeting.
Point of order, can we come to that part in the agenda and someone can make a motion to do that?
Fine.
Well, we have just come to that part of the agenda.
Well,
we
didn't
have?
Approve the agenda yet.
Well, does anybody know whether or not approving the agenda is an issue for the special meeting? Because it needed to be determined in advance.
Well, it is determined. All the same items are here. We just moved something around. I believe that's okay.
Well, I move, this is Mark, I move that we hold off approval of the minutes until our September PNB meeting.
This is Sarv.
Second.
I second it.
Is there any discussion on that?
I'm sorry, to what? To when?
This is Teresa. I want to ask a question.
Yes, Teresa.
Excuse me. Hold on. The Secretary's point of personal privilege. I need to hear the motion again.
Okay. The motion was that we put off the approval of the minutes until the September meeting in Washington.
And that was seconded.
Yeah, and it was seconded. Now, Teresa, what's your question?
I've been hiking, so I haven't read email, so maybe there's been some discussion of this, but are we intending to put then the minutes down? People want to see the minutes because they don't have the capability of listening to the board meeting, and they want to know what happened, so they'd like to see the minutes. Can we put them somewhere so they can see them before September?
Marty, this is Roger. I can answer that question very quickly. It's during the coordinating committee meetings. We agreed that we can post the draft minutes after
Good.
They've been out for 10 minutes. 10 minutes. 10 days. In other words, I will.
How did it feel?
10 days from 10 days from whenever I sent you these minutes, then I'm allowed to send them to the Pacifica webmaster to be posted as draft minutes.
Okay.
Pending approval.
Okay.
And you should all, look for any glaring problems with them in that time period and send them to me.
Can you tell us about where the glaring errors are? No, sorry.
I'm sorry, Dave, you're kind of low in time.
Forget it. Sorry.
Roger, this is Mark. Could you put draft in all caps, please?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, so is there any objection to putting off the formal approval of the minutes and until September? Okay, hearing none, then that's what we'll do. And then, as decided in the coordinating committee, Roger will post the draft minutes with big capital boldface draft on the website. And he'll give us 10 days from whenever he sends them out for us to look at. So if there's something that's really, really wrong there, we can. It won't be posted. Okay. We're now to agenda item 3, discussion and vote on the resolution that the PNB adopt 12 policies concerning the conduct of delegate elections.
Madam Chair, it's Alice. I would like to make that motion. May I?
Yes. I'm wondering if there will be any amendments.
This is Sarv. I'll be making amendments.
Okay, Sarv, you'd like to make an amendment. Is there anybody else?
I would, too.
Alice?
But what I was thinking is to simply make the motion insofar as it was given to us, these 12 policies at the Houston meeting.
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
Yes.
This is just a point of information. Could people, it would help if people could remember when they posted certain information so that, you know, we can, like, you know, kind of follow it, because I don't remember this stuff by heart.
Okay.
So, for instance, Marty, do you remember what day you sent the agenda out?
I believe it was just a week ago. Or
June 17th. Thank you very much.
June 15th on my email.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think it was.
Secretary, I can tell you that you got the agenda within the 7 days. 7 days.
Okay.
7 days prior to the meeting.
No, I'm not accusing anybody. I just,
yeah.
Point of order.
That's how I remember.
Point of order.
Yes.
And Chair, this is a bundled item. Item.
Yes,
Who's this?
Lonnie talking.
Okay.
You know, some of those items may be more acceptable than others. I'm wondering if it motion to separate the resolutions out so they can.
Point of order.
Just a moment.
This is Carol.
Point of order.
First of all, the motion needs to be made and seconded. Secondly, follows any motions to separate or amend the motion, and those motions can only be made by members of the Board of Directors.
Right. Then, Madam Chair, it's Alice. May I make the motion to the... Okay, thank you. I move to adopt the policies submitted by the Elections Review Committee at the Houston PNB meeting.
Is there a second?
This is Teresa. I'll second that.
Okay. All right. It's been moved and seconded that we adopt the policies that were put forth by the Elections Committee and received this information in Houston.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I would like to amend this motion and that each segment, each 1, 2, 3, 4, that they be taken separately and voted upon at each separate section.
I second that. This is Mark.
All right. Is there any discussion of this?
David?
David, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Roger, if I can interrupt briefly.
Oh, Roger.
Everyone, type up your motions, please, in lieu of those motion sheets, and email them to me after the meeting.
Marty, sure. I'd like to be put on the
phone. Yes, Teresa.
Thank you.
So did you call on me, Marty?
First Dave and then Teresa.
Yeah. In other organizations, what we've done is done things as a consent calendar. So rather than separate every item, people pulled off those items that they want to discuss.
Makes sense.
The others were voted all at once, so it goes a lot quicker than
that.
I
would certainly prefer that.
Makes sense.
May I suggest, this is Alice.
Alice.
Two items to pull off and discuss. Or one?
Well, Madam Chair, before we get to Alice, can I discuss what Dave just said?
Yeah, and just a moment. Also, I believe Teresa is on
on
hold here. So let's have Teresa, then Mark, and Alice,
okay?
Well, basically, this is Teresa Allen from Houston. I am agreeing with Dave Adelson that, I mean, the committee, the Elections Committee, has had extensive meetings on these to come up with these resolutions, and they have been thoroughly discussed, and it would have been useful if people had problems with various items of these 12 that they would have contacted their national board people that were on that committee, and they had been resolved in committee. So I'm definitely for putting as many of these that we have no conflict with and getting them passed, because I'd hate to really redo everything that the committees did.
Okay, thanks, Teresa. Mark?
This is Mark. I understand. First of all, I really don't like this notion that, you had time, you didn't say anything, so be quiet now. And I know that's not what you're saying, Teresa, but the reality is, you should see my paperwork on Pacifica. So I've looked at the motions in preparation for this meeting in detail. And with the exception of one or two, I have questions. I know we're trying to get it done. I want to get it done, but I just don't want to rush anything. So I'm a little concerned that if we say, well, we're going to do with exception, and then it's accepted to all but one, we might have saved time by just going through the 12, because I don't recall a 12-part motion coming before us before. That's all I have.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Ray.
Just a moment, Ray. Alice first.
Let's see. I'll just forgo my time.
Okay, Ray. Ray, go ahead. Ray?
This is Teresa. I would like to respond to what Mark said.
All right. Well, I don't know what happened to Ray, so go ahead.
I would like to say, yes, Mark, actually you did see this. It was in a red folder, and it was given to us at the National Board meeting in Houston.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Okay.
Madam
That's
Chair,
prior to the PNB meeting, it wasn't given to us.
Marty?
Yes. Dave?
Yeah, if Mark has issues with most of them, then it's fine. We can just go through. I just thought if there were a couple that were the problematic ones that we deal with it. But if the answer is that yes, they all need discussion, then let's do that.
Well, Madam Chair, can I respond to that?
Yes, Mark.
Because I just have a quick question. It's not. I mean, some of them I don't have any kind of. You know, I just have a question. And the is there someone here who can answer that question, or do we just vote without answer?
Well, I believe there are people who are, certainly Carol, I know, is on the elections committee, Alice, I think, and...
I am.
Miguel.
Finale.
Point of information?
Yes, who?
Point of information.
Who's speaking?
What's the motion on the...
Who is speaking?
Lonnie.
Hey,
Lonnie, thanks, go ahead.
Point of information, do we have a motion on the floor?
We have a motion on the floor to approve all of them.
Approve all of them, okay.
No,
there's a motion to separate.
And then there's a motion to
separate.
I moved, this is Alice, my movement, which I believe is the first one, was to adopt all the policies.
Yes.
Point of information, can we reread the motion to amend by Sarf? Sarf,
can you restate that? Each part of the 12-part motion be discussed separately and voted on.
Yes.
It's a motion to separate the questions, so that that's what is formally called. And I believe it was seconded, so that's now pending.
Okay.
Call the question?
Did somebody call it? Is that what you said?
I'm calling it.
Oh, okay, Mark.
The question on the separation with the notice that the responses from Dan I got on the 18th. So I didn't have time for that as well. So I'm trying to, you know, do it as best we can. So, yeah, I second it.
All right, the question's been called.
Yes.
So now we're voting on whether to end debate on separating the motion.
Thank you, Carol.
Yes.
All right, all those...
raise your hand.
We have
hold
to do
on,
a roll
let me,
call.
Let me get my thing in place, you guys.
All right.
I got a slightly better system.
I'm going to ask if there anyone who is opposed. Because if there's no one who's opposed, we can go ahead and take them separately.
Quite true.
All right. I don't hear any opposition, so let's go ahead.
Madam Chair.
Carol, could I have a volunteer, Carol? Would that be you on how to present these things? Or?
Unfortunately, I've had an email crash.
So you cannot take
So them. I'm really handicapped by having very few documents at my disposal.
This is Teresa.
Right.
I could read them.
And so could I, Madam Chair, Alice.
Hey, Alice, why don't you do it, please?
Okay.
Just
now,
one at a time, though.
Yeah, one at a time.
Yeah, this is one at a time. And am I correct that we're going to read the originals first?
Yes.
Because I know I and others have...
Do you want to hear this? Do you not?
Who is speaking?
That was William.
William, are you on?
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was on.
Hi, William.
Hi.
Hi, William.
Okay. Sorry I'm late.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Excuse me, just a moment. Do we have Julie or Kalanji on the call? All right, just trying to see who we have and don't have.
Point of order.
Who is the point of order?
David.
All right, David.
Do we have a timekeeper, so do we know how long this is going to take? Because I'm very concerned that each of these items get met before people...
Yes, what I would like to do is to limit people to 1 minute comments and to hear from... to give everyone a chance to speak before people speak twice. So
is
there a volunteer who would
Marty,
come us?
Marty, if we separate all 12 items,
yes.
The agenda calls for 30 minutes for the entire section, which, given the time we've spent, means 2 minutes of discussion for each item before a vote.
If I could maybe make a suggestion.
Yes, Carol.
I know that we're faced with complexity, and that's difficult for us, but... I suggest that when Alice moves a section, because we're going to one by one, or reads a section, then we take either an amendment to the section first, and then any discussion, do it two pro and two con, and vote and move on.
Madam Chair, I'd like
to
reduce
that.
This is Mark. I'd like to reduce that to one pro, one con, and then we can, you know, take the vote and try to, you know, circulate it around so we don't hear the same pros and the same cons.
Well, I don't know. What about staff? And this
who's speaking?
Lonnie.
I'd like to include staff in that queue.
Certainly. You may be one of the pros or one of the cons. Let's figure out what people want to do. Do you want to do two pro, two con, one pro, one con, or not adopt any?
I think we support two and two.
Two and two would be good.
But with 1 minute.
All right. Yeah. Is there some general consensus around two and two?
Yeah.
Madam Chair, this is Mark. I would agree with that as long as we can hear from the staff on one, because they sent an extensive response, so it'd be nice to hear their objections or their endorsements.
Yeah. Marty, Dan? Hi, Marty.
Yes, hi, Dan.
Dan, hi.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that would be great. I'd love to do that. Maybe we could have two and two, or maybe I can give my comment first before every point, and then we can have two and two.
That sounds like a workable plan to me. I want to, do I have a timekeeper?
I am. Henry Cooper.
Okay, thank you, Henry, very much. Okay, so if without objection, could we proceed this way? Alice will read each policy. One by one. We'll have Dan give 1 minute or less on position on it, or Lonnie, one staff person, and then we'll go two pro, two con, and then we'll vote.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes, sir.
How do the amendments to that get carried out?
Well, as Carol suggested, we'll start with if anyone wants to make an amendment to it.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Well, Madam Chair, it'd be nice if we could hear the pros and cons and then go right to an amendment with a call to question. I mean, you know, once we say what we have to say, we'll know what the amendment is all about, I would think.
Madam Chair, if we haven't heard the amendment first, we don't know what the pro and con position on it are.
Well,
we have the pro and con on the thing itself.
Yeah, I have a point of information, Roger, here. Do we have to read each one as a motion? In other words, I move that and then read number one.
They've all been made.
Oh, because they've already all been moved.
We're just separating.
Moved
okay.
To separate the questions.
Thank you.
And I have a point of information. This is Samuel Kateka. Are we?
Hi, Sam.
Hello, hello. Are we looking over the revised 12 points, or are we looking at the ones that are
the original?
Three and four? The original.
We're looking at the original, Sam.
Okay.
Okay.
And what day did they come out?
Aren't these the one that we had at the September meeting?
Well,
yeah.
You mean at the
at the Houston meeting.
The Houston meeting. They are in the minutes, are they not, Roger?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, they're in the minutes.
I could tell you.
Item 12, or they're, well, I don't
know. Were they ever emailed us?
Yes.
Yes, and then we had potential motions from Alice and others, and then we had a response from Dan.
Right.
I think the last thing we got was, I guess, Alice's right on the 22nd.
Yeah, this morning.
Thanks a lot, Alice, for the, you know, heads up.
I hope
all right.
All right.
Let's see if we can move this along. Now,
okay.
Just let me review. Okay, Alice is going to read it. Then, now, how do you want to do the amendments? Do you want to do pro and con on the amendment? Well, let's see if there are amendments first.
There may be several amendments to certain ones.
Well, you know, we agreed that Dan or Lonnie would then give a 1 minute response.
And then
or less.
Then we should go to 1 minute.
Then we, you know, do
okay.
Pro and con. And if you're con, you can, at the time you're making your con statement, make your proposed amendment, which then becomes the issue on the floor.
Okay.
All right. Let's begin. Alice, go ahead.
So I will read the text as is. So number one. That the National Election Supervisor shall have full independent authority to supervise all aspects of the elections and to direct national and station management and staff as necessary, as well as the local election supervisors, to ensure that fair elections are conducted in compliance with the requirements of the bylaws. That's it.
Okay. Now,
that's the original number.
Ben Lonnie, do you want to speak to that?
Yeah, hi. Thank you very much to the Elections Committee for all their hard work, and I know everybody's working overtime to try to figure out how to improve this next round of elections. We had a chance to meet with the general managers and the new national election supervisor and go over some of these issues, and already many different reforms are being on the network. Just on this first specific motion, what I'm concerned about, indeed, in a number of different motions, is the language that grants supervisory authority to a national election supervisor over staff. They're too sweeping and too broad in some of the word choices. So I would move to strike the words national and station management and staff in that resolution, just to read that the national election supervisor shall have full authority to direct local election supervisors to ensure that fair elections are conducted in compliance with the requirements of the clause.
And One minute.
All right, thanks.
I would just strike national and station management and staff.
Okay.
Madam Chair, it's Alice. May I propose an amendment?
Yeah, let me just finish real quick. Just a quick reminder that the national election supervisor, according to the bylaws, does report to the ED, is hired by the ED, and therefore I would just strike the word independent as well.
Madam Chair, may I speak against that? That's Alice.
Yes, Alice.
Excuse me, wait. It hasn't been amended. A board member would have
to propose an amendment.
Excuse me? What should we do, Madam Chair?
Well,
can we discuss?
Yes, let's discuss it.
Okay.
But we only have, you know, let's try to keep...
You know, I have an
here.
Objection.
We're trying to keep to the pros and the cons here.
We need to have amendments and move forward.
Does anyone want to move Dan's idea here?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'll move it.
Which idea is that?
The one he just said.
Okay, what he wants to strike. He wants to...
Madam Chair, I have something that probably pretty close, maybe not exactly.
Alice had an amendment
first. Yes, I did.
Let's review what Dan... Okay, so does anyone want to move what Dan proposed?
I would slightly amend it, and then I'll move.
All right, sir, go ahead.
I'd say... the National Election Supervisor shall have full independent authority to supervise all aspects of elections and to work with national and station management as necessary, as well as the local station supervisor, to ensure that fair elections are conducted in compliance with the requirements of the bylaws.
And can you delineate for us exactly what you're changing
it's,
here?
And to work with, direct, and the staff is crossed out.
Madam Chair, this is Alice. I think that's a materially different amendment, so I would say that's amendment number two. If you want a third.
Well, Dan cannot move, so I have asked if anybody...
I actually said I moved it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. That's William, right?
Yes.
Does anyone second it?
I moved it, Ray.
Ray and... All right.
What are you seconding, Dan's or Sarv's?
I was asked to move Dan's, or the question that Marty said is, does someone want to move the motion put forth by staff? And I said I would move it, and no one acknowledged me. So I'm moving Dan's motion.
Okay, that's all right.
All right, and it's been seconded by Ray, okay?
And now. Can you repeat that motion?
Can we hear the amended motion, please?
We'll hear it from William, saying he's the one that moved it.
I would think it makes more sense for Dan to state it. I'll try to state it as I heard it.
Well, Dan, can you do it?
That the National Election Supervisor shall have full authority to supervise all aspects of the elections and to direct the local election supervisors to ensure that fair elections are conducted in compliance with the requirement of the bylaws. But I actually have no problem with the words that Starve suggested. Work with is fine with me, too.
All right.
Madam Chair, this is Ray. When I was seconding it, I thought I was seconding Sarv's motion.
You were seconding Sarv's motion.
That's what I had in mind.
Okay.
But his hadn't been moved yet.
All right. Well, let's just to see if we can sort it out here. Sarv's amendment as friendly.
Madam Chair, this is Sarv.
Yes, Sarv.
If Dan says that he will go along with my amendment... So you want me to go ahead and restate it?
I have a point of information. The distinction between SARS and DANS is that Dan had removed the word independent.
No, there's also working with instead of direct.
Dan agreed to use the words working with. I like the words independent stricken from there as well. So, Sarv, would you agree to remove the word independent?
That's fine.
Okay. I second that motion.
Are we discussing?
Can we restate it slowly?
Let's figure out how it would read, okay?
This is how it would read. This is Sarv.
All right, Sarv.
That the National Election Supervisor shall have full authority to supervise all aspects
of full was independent struck?
Okay. That the National Election Supervisor shall have full authority to supervise all aspects of the elections and to work with national and station management as necessary, as well as the local station supervisors, to ensure that fair elections are conducted in compliance with the requirements of the bylaws.
All right.
Madam Chair, have
discussion?
Alice, I guess no authority over there.
Yes.
Alice, please.
I'm a con. I'm speaking against Sora's motion.
Yes.
And I'm referring everyone to the bylaws, Section 4, under Election Supervisor, Section 4A, National Election Supervisor. In May of each year, there will be an election of delegates by the members. The executive director shall appoint a National Election Supervisor whose role shall be to oversee and certify the fairness of the delegates' elections in each station area and to confirm said elections' compliance with these bylaws. The National Election Supervisor shall also oversee the nominations process, the preparation of the ballots, and the counting of the ballots, and shall prepare a written statement reporting the results of every election for distribution to the members or posting on the foundations and the radio station's website. Is someone speaking? I'm sorry.
Hello.
Is someone speaking?
Please, quiet.
Right, and I'm begging your indulgence just to read the relevant part of the bylaws. And it goes on, but I will point out the importance of the phrase, a national election supervisor whose role shall be to oversee. Oversee means that he is at the top. He is independent. And the critical thing that I see, the entire purpose of having an independent National Election Supervisor is to enable him to be independent of the internal politics within Pacifica. And that means the politics involving the board and the executive director as well.
Madam Chair,
I speak against this.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Mark.
I have a suggestion.
Mark,
speaking for?
I'm speaking for moving on.
Oh.
I'm for. It seems to me the only difference between what Alice read, which I also read, and it is the word supervise instead of oversee. So
right.
If he does say that the National Election Supervisor shall have full authority to oversee all aspects of the elections and to work with national and staff management as necessary, as well as the local election supervisors, to ensure that fair elections are conducted in compliance with the requirements of the bylaws, that should do with number one. Some of the reporting aspects are dealt with in further motions.
Yeah.
So it seems to me if we substitute oversee for supervise, we've solved everybody's problem and could vote.
No,
Marty,
I don't agree, Mark.
Oh, quiet, please.
Marty?
I want another con, please.
David?
David, fine.
Yeah, the thing that I don't understand with any of this language, it doesn't mean anything to me unless you talk about what's the remedy or what's the mechanism of enforcement. So we can call it overseeing, we can call it supervisor, we can call it anything we want. What happens when there's a disagreement?
That comes in later.
Between the election supervisor and the ED. So if that's later in the motion, I don't recall having seen it.
No.
I think the motion does need to specify with the who the final authority is on things. And to me, the issue that Dan raises about oversight, there are certain, you know, work rules and things like that that can't be violated. There's another separate issue entirely of, you know, a judgment call on issues of electoral fairness, which should not be in the ED's court, but rather should be in the election supervisor's court.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Are you speaking in favor of the motion, sir?
No, I think.
Okay, I'm looking for someone to.
Miguel, I know it'll be confused, but I'm talking in favor of the election committee motion.
We're talking about SAR's motion.
Okay.
To amend.
Well, this is Miguel Maldonado. I think that working, getting involved on Pacifica and dealing with the national, with the local station, and seeing how sometimes the issues and the station is with the solution that sometimes the different administrators come out with, sometimes reflect that they really get involved and take sides in what's going on the station. And it seems to me that this is really, really dangerous, and that creates like a more difficult situation. So to me, to see the world independent means that national election supervisor cannot get involved into that situation. And I think that it's really, really important to keep that person independent. The fact that the executive director hire the national election supervisor doesn't mean that had to do or be forced by a secretary director to take a decision in favor of any side dealing with the election. So I would prefer to see this motion the way it was put out by the election committee, because I think it guarantees, first of all, independent, and really by being independent is a guarantee that a fair election will be conducted.
Okay, thank you, Miguel. You did not really in favor of the motion on the floor. So I'm wondering if there's one more person who would like to speak in favor of the motion that is on the floor.
This is Ray. I'll speak in favor of the motion.
All right, and then we're going to vote.
Although I think I would have the problem with the word independent. I guess we could define what that means. I think it was the way it was written originally. It's ludicrous to assume that the election coordinator would supervise the national staff. However, the last time around I had some problem with some of the decision made by the national coordinator, and in the future I think there should be a different way to look at it. But at the present, unless there's an acceptance by the initiative of the motion to add independent, I would support it as is.
I don't know what you're saying, Ray.
I'm saying that the motion, the way it was presented originally, mentioned directing the national staff, the issues that have been directed from by the national coordinator. I think it doesn't make sense.
Point of information.
I think that the national coordinator should be independent in his duties and work together. And that's what I like the language very much, the way Mark read it.
Point of order.
Yes, William.
I'd like a motion to extend discussion on this item for one more pro and con. I just feel the last two pro and con weren't germane to the motion.
All right. Is there general support for that or any objection?
Yeah, I second.
I object to that.
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
This is Kalonji. I've been listening.
Yes, hi, Kalonji. Glad you're here.
Yeah, I was late in getting on. I couldn't find my password.
Oh, dear.
But my understanding, are we talking with the change from supervise to oversee and to change of direct to work with?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I'm pro.
And striking independent.
And striking independent.
And striking independent.
Yeah, I'm in favor of that.
Point of information?
Yes.
What was the vote on the committee in favor of the language that the committee passed? Was it a close vote or was it overwhelming?
Madam Chair?
This is not
germane to this motion.
No, it's not. It's not.
I believe it is. If the people had spent enormous time on it.
But
were,
it's not a point of information, Dave.
It is. It's a question. What happened in the vote?
Madam Chair, this is Alice. Could
oh,
I,
yes, Alice.
The chair of the former committee, for the elections review, which is now dissolved, being ad hoc, Carolyn Burden, told me that to her understanding, this number one, as it was originally, is the most critical thing.
All right. So
and I have a point of information.
Wait a minute. We need to have the chair sort us out where we are.
Yeah, I have a point of chair whenever you're done addressing that question.
Whether we're
going
to have more pro and con is the
issue. That's the question on the floor. Can people agree to have one more pro, one more con?
Yeah.
And then we'll vote. All right.
Madam
Chair. Who would like to speak against it?
Madam Chair, I have a point of information for Kalonji.
Yes.
I didn't know when he got in. Kalonji, this is Samuel in Houston. How are you doing, sir?
Wonderful, thank you.
Dave Adelson raised a really interesting point, and he was saying that in point number one, that there is no mechanisms here if there's a conflict between the ED and the election supervisor. Is there anything in the 12 points here that addresses that conflict of interest?
I don't know. Six starts does a little bit of that.
Okay. And the reason I'm mentioning that, Kalonji, is that I think that's an important point, and I would like to address it in point one if it's not mentioned or addressed in other points.
Madam Chair.
Just a moment. Let's try to keep with where we're at, okay, please?
Well, we're with point one, and I think it's a relevant question.
I understand. Now,
Madam Chair, would you
somebody
want me
like to speak against the motion that's on the floor?
I would.
Okay, Roger.
Roger, do it.
The elections, National Election Supervisor needs to be independent, as like an independent prosecutor type situation. It's really important. And the thing is that we're speaking right now to Sarv's amendment. We can vote that up or down, and if it gets voted down, someone else can make an amendment, and I believe Alice had an amendment that I saw earlier today that might be agreeable to some people.
Okay, and is there one more statement in favor of the amendment?
Yes, Mark.
Mark,
I'm in favor of the amendment with the changes that we suggested, where I think we're keeping independent. We're not keeping independent.
Oh,
not on SARP.
I'll be willing to put independent in there.
Okay, let me hold off independent.
Okay.
And we have agreed to do oversee instead of supervise.
Yes.
And we have agreed to take off and staff.
No.
As per Alice's original motion.
That is the amendment.
No,
would you read the amendment,
Would
Roger?
You want me to read the amendment?
Please. Well,
please.
Roger, could you? Oh, well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roger, go ahead.
This is what I have.
Okay.
I'm supposed to change supervise to oversee. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
yeah.
we're going to see.
Go ahead, read, Roger.
Okay, I'll read what I have. That the National Election Supervisor shall have full authority to supervise all aspects of the elections and to work with national and station management and staff as necessary, to work with national and station management as necessary, as well as the local election supervisors to ensure that fair elections are conducted in compliance with the requirements of the bylaws.
Correct.
Okay, Madam Chair, to that I would like to just add one thing in recognition of the concerns about conflict. Could we add a sentence just saying, in the event of a disagreement between the National Election Supervisor and the ED, would be referred to the PMB for, you know.
Yes.
I agree to that.
I agree with that. I second
and
that's
then
an
that.
And
that seems
amendment.
That that would cover everything.
Absolutely.
Madam Chair?
Well, just a moment, Harv. It's your...
No, it doesn't belong to
the body. It belongs
to the
body.
Body.
Sorry. Let's vote on what we have here.
Read it again, please, one time.
That the National Election Supervisor shall have full authority to supervise all aspects of the elections and to work with national and station management as necessary, as well as the local election supervisors, to ensure that fair elections are conducted in compliance with the requirements of the bylaws.
Okay, we're going to vote. Let's have a roll call vote, Roger.
Point of order. What about the amendment that was just thrown out?
I took it back.
We'll deal with it later.
We're going to deal with this amendment first, and then we'll see where we are, and we'll.
Pardon me, I didn't get that. Sorry.
Okay.
No, I didn't get that either, William. So thank you for that.
All right. And is everyone clear now? The roll call is on the amendment as just read by Roger.
On Sarv's amendment.
Sarv's amendment that's just read by Roger. Okay.
Dave?
No.
Teresa?
No.
Henry?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Sonali?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Miguel?
No.
Roger? No. Kalonji?
No.
Sarv?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Julie is not here. Hello? Vicky?
No.
Gerald?
Abstain.
Wendy?
No.
Serena?
No.
Alice?
No.
Carol?
No.
William?
Yes.
And Donna's not here. So we have yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and noes.
Ten.
I'm sorry.
It's Alice. I was.
Can we wait until we get the count, please, before we interrupt?
Let Roger do the count, please.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm going to count again. I got confused there. Yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So that's 8 yes, 10 no.
The amendment fails.
The amendment fails. So now, is there another amendment?
Yes, it's Alice, if I may.
Yes, Alice.
I move that we strike the words from the original and staff.
Could you read it as it would be?
We already did that, though, in the one we
know.
No,
we didn't.
No.
Was,
I haven't done anything.
I will read the my suggested full amendment, full motion. That the National Election Supervisor shall have full independent authority to supervise all aspects of the elections and to direct national and station management as necessary, as well as the local election supervisors, to ensure that fair elections are conducted in compliance with the requirements of the bylaws. All
second.
I excerpted was the words and staff.
I second that motion.
All right, thank you,
discussion.
Roger. Now, is there discussion?
Yes.
For and two against?
Two for and two against. Let's take two. What person for?
Vicki will speak for.
All right, Vicki.
I think it's really important to keep the word independent here. Otherwise, I don't see what the point was to all the work that's been done on the bylaws and all the work that the Ad Hoc Elections Committee did on this issue. If we take that out, it takes the teeth out of it completely. I agree that we need to provide some mechanism for addressing issues that come up that are not resolved by the persons involved. And taking and staff out, I think, removes one question of a line of authority that may have been inappropriate.
Okay, thank you. Is there someone who would like to speak against our amendment?
I would like to speak.
Who is that?
Lonnie.
Okay, Lonnie.
The first question would be, what is the intent of the motion? And my first question is, the intent of the motion that the National Election Supervisor and direct the Executive Director and other staff in the National Office as regards election matters? If that's the intent, I'd like to have that intent clarified before I go on against it. What's the intent?
Alice, do you want to respond?
Well,
Madam Chair, I'm still on the stack, I think.
Well, I would like to...
Okay, all right.
I'm making a ruling here. Alice, do you want to respond?
Well, I guess from my standpoint as a listener, I want absolute independence from anyone in the organization so that, in my view, we should receive a third independent expert authority's view on how to make the elections as fair as possible. I don't see any problem with any of this myself. So I guess I would throw the question back to you, Lonnie. Under what circumstances could our elections expert in any way, offend against your authority or Dan's?
Let me give you an example of what my fear would be, unless this is really clear about the intent. The National Election Supervisor says to me, I want to send out the ballots, and I want to do it in XYZ way. That will involve what I would consider a CFO, an enormous expense. Who in that situation, and this, if the intent of the motion is that I am overruled, then I would have strong objections not to have limitations on what a national supervisor can do to direct staff. That can involve so many different things.
Madam Chair,
Madam Chair, can I get in, or do we have, you know, this? We've heard from Alice, we've heard from Lonnie.
I'm not calling on Alice. I'm trying to see, Lonnie, are you through?
Well, that's a real concern, and it's still not been made clear. That was a complete...
All right, thank you. Now, Mark.
Okay, I had a couple of things. One is, in the motion, the last one that was read that we voted down, and staff was already stricken, which is the only strike that Alice had from the original. So that should handle her concern. The second concern was the question of direct versus work with. I had no problem with work with as opposed to direct, but, you know, that seems to be still up in the air. The final one has to do with the question of independent. And there I do have a concern if the National Election Supervisor comes in and starts, you know, basically telling everybody, you know, what to do and how high to jump. And as you all know, we've received some memos from folks who are concerned that the election supervisor that was hired was not necessarily impartial and, in fact, it, you know, has ties to people. So I'm not concerned about the independent part, but I do like the suggestion that Alice had originally made that the word supervise, which she did not strike in her motion.
I didn't suggest that.
Well, you said it when you spoke. You said oversee.
I read the bylaws.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that the word supervise, you know, that in other words, if we strike the supervise, put in the oversee, strike and staff. I agree with Alice on that. And that we work with. That they work with the national and management, and it seems to me that will resolve every problem that we've addressed, and we can move on to the second of 12.
This is Carol, and I'm
someone who
hasn't
spoken to speak in favor of Alice.
I would, Carol.
Carol.
The title of the National Election Supervisor in the bylaws is the supervisor, not the overseer. The bylaws, I believe, establish an independent authority, and I think that it's... imperative that we have such an independent authority. I believe also that in the event that the elections supervisor did come up with some extremely expensive thing that caused consternation to the CFO, under ordinary, normal corporate law, he can ask the board chair to call a special meeting and the board will decide it. We don't need any clarification of that. That's the role of the board. So I think the motion is, as amended, is a good one. It ensures us the impartiality that we need, the independent authority that we need. And remember, this person who is the supervisor is required to certify. That's a legal word. Certify the fairness of the elections, which means he has to have the authority to conduct the elections as he sees necessary and fit.
All right. Thank you, Carol. We've had two pro and two cons.
Have we had two cons?
Yes, we have. Now, I'd like to
call the question.
So can we vote?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Roger.
Point of information, are we voting to close debate or are we voting on the motion?
No, we'd already agreed to close debate after 2-4 and 2 against.
Yeah,
okay.
We're voting on the motion itself.
As read, can you read it?
Yes. Roger, do you want to read it or shall
go
I?
Go ahead, Alice. Go ahead.
That the National Election Supervisor shall have full independent authority to supervise all aspects of the elections and to direct national and station management as necessary, as well as the local election supervisors, to ensure that fair elections are conducted in compliance with the requirements of the bylaws.
Okay, let's call the roll.
Dave?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Henry?
No.
Sam?
No.
Sonali?
Yes.
Ray?
No.
Ambrose?
No.
Miguel?
Yes.
Roger, yes. Kalonji?
No.
Sarv?
Nope.
Mark?
No.
Julie? Vicky?
Yes.
Gerald?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, Gerald.
Wendy?
Yes.
Zarina?
No.
Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
William?
No.
Donna's not here. The yeses are 1, 2...
Did you vote, Roger?
Yeah, I did, yes.
Okay.
The yes votes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The no votes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
No, I got 10 tonight.
I get a different count as well.
Yeah,
I got
sorry.
Yes, 10.
I'm glad. Well, but
all right, let's
I should have you guys do all the counts.
Let's
probably
call
better.
It again. I'm sorry.
Let me count again real quick.
All right.
Okay, so it might just been my counting, and let's see. Unless you, wait, okay. The yeses are 1, 2.
We do it again?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes. And then no is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's where I get so...
I got 10 yes and 9 no.
Yes, I have the same...
All right, I'm sorry. Roger, you need to call the roll again.
Call
Dave?
The roll again.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go ahead, please.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, folks. Dave?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Henry?
No.
Sam?
No.
Tenali?
Yes.
Ray?
No.
Ambrose?
No.
Miguel?
Yes.
Roger, yes. Kalonji?
No.
Sarv?
No.
Mark?
No.
Vicky?
Yes.
Gerald?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
That's the one I missed. Zarina?
No.
Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
William?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry, I missed Wendy, so now I have the 10 yes and 9 no.
So point of order? Point of order?
Yes.
In cases where the chair's vote alters the outcome, the chair is able to vote. So if you were to vote in the negative, that would result in it being deadlocked. So are you going to vote or not?
No, I'm not.
So that motion passes.
Motion passes.
Next point on the agenda, please.
Point 2. Alice, do you want to read it?
Yes, happy to. Number 2, this is the original, that the National Election Supervisor shall designate a secure independent audit procedure to verify member database accuracy and compliance with the bylaws, and shall supervise the updating of the subscribers and donors list, as well as the paid and unpaid staff lists at each station, to ensure that the membership rolls meet the requirements of the bylaws. The local election supervisors and local election management and staff shall work under the direction of the National Election Supervisor to ensure that the membership lists are as accurate and current as possible.
Is there...
Madam Chair?
Yeah, is there... I'm just wondering if there's any debate on this.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to it again.
Okay, Dan.
To the resolution.
Yes.
You know, again, I think the issue is a substantive one guarding supervision of staff on the operational side of the foundation. Remember, the word supervise in this context is not ambiguous. It actually means to hire, to fire, to give raises,
no,
direct
no.
staff in conduct of their day-to-day jobs.
That's not true.
This would mean a national election supervisor going to the development director and taking responsibility and accountability for the functioning of the database. That's why Lonnie's question earlier, I think, was so important about intent, the intent of some of these resolutions, so that we get that very clear, because I doubt that was the intent of the resolution. Nevertheless, I would again suggest and highly recommend that, to avoid any ambiguity here, that we probably replace the word supervised with something like work with the general managers in the updating of the subscribers and donor lists, and later on in the resolution, again, work with station management and staff shall work with the National Election Supervisor, just to ensure that there isn't any ambiguity. And again, if there's clarification on the intent of this recommendation, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
Madam Chair, it's Alice.
May I briefly, can you clarify it?
I think that part of Dan's comments are irrelevant. The National Election Supervisor is hired only to do elections-related stuff. The budget obviously has to be approved through the executive director from the national board. So any attempt, if it were to happen, by an election supervisor to branch into all these other areas is impossible. The budget comes through the executive director to the national board. So I think part of your points, Dan, are moot. I believe that we need to encourage independence in all cases and that anything else is really not worth considering. Thank you.
Madam Chair,
all right, just a moment now. We've heard a con, we've heard a pro. Now we need to hear two more. These were the maker of the amendment and Dan. So now I'll accept two.
I like a pro.
I like to speak
just,
pro.
Okay.
This is Ray.
Oh, who's talking?
Ray, I'd like to speak in favor of the suggestion by Dan.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Madam Chair, point of information.
That's a con, Ray. Okay.
Madam Chair, point of information.
All right. Go ahead, Ray. You're speaking against it.
Yes, I'm speaking against it. Again, this is a language. As a labor organizer, I know that whatever language on a contract, you have to eat it, whether you like it or not. And at the moment of application, it's too late to decide what it meant. I think supervisor is a dangerous language. I agree with Alice that independence is in order. Working with doesn't compromise that at all. And I would make a motion at the appropriate time to replace, to substitute work with, every place that supervisor appears in that particular section.
Okay, would anybody like to speak in favor of
Kalonji?
Kalonji, go ahead.
I don't think that supervisor on this particular one would give the effect that Dan was talking about, but we have to have someone who's responsible for and can be where the updating of subscribers and the one who has to do that, not work with others to do that. That's part of the job of the National Election Supervisor. So he's supervising not people, he's supervising a project as part of his work here.
Or she.
I have an account.
Madam Chair, I'd like to speak against
it. Yes, William, would you like to speak against it?
I would like to speak against the motion on the floor. I'd also like to offer an amendment. And I'd just like to replace the three words National Election Supervisor with the Executive Director. I think that the motion that's on the floor is the job of the organization. And I think that what we do here is often say, because of the way that this network has been so torn apart and divided, that we make the assumption that the staff is incompetent, and because the staff is incompetent, we need to have these motions that dictate that independent people can come in and do the job of staff because they're definitely more effective at it. And that's what I feel this motion does. I think that there are people who are supposed to be doing updating of databases, and I think that those people do that on a regular basis. And I think what needs to be put here instead is that the executive director shall ensure that a secure, independent audit procedure to verify member database accuracy and compliance with the bylaws happens on said date. We need to set a date for that, and we need to say whatever date that is that it needs to happen.
Madam Chair,
and that's what I think we should be pursuing rather than allowing an election supervisor to come in and. Because this language could have this person telling staff what to do, and I think that in Berkeley, we showed that the elections could happen in a way where the election supervisor was able to work in conjunction with staff on an amicable basis, and we worked well together, and I think that that's what we should be striving toward and not making it so that the national election supervisor can come in and run the show.
Madam Chair, I have a timekeeper.
I'd like to make an amendment.
Point of order. Okay, who said that?
Mark.
We need to move through these amendments one at a time. And if it fails, you can argue against it and say you will propose an amendment, but we need to vote on the amendment on the
Yes, and what we need is one more person to speak in favor, and then we'll vote.
I propose an amendment.
I second that.
No, we're
going to
vote before
amendment.
We consider amendments. If this passes,
Wait, hold on now.
We cannot dictate this.
That's not Robert's process.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Madam Chair, I've been trying to get in, and because I have a concern that I think is germane.
Well, William presented to the board a legitimate concern. I think we need to deal with that.
Well, did he make an amendment?
It's certainly a legitimate
concern. I propose an amendment.